It's birthday scam time. Going to call a guy who has had a little problem with his homeowners association. Started, they came out and just cut a tree down on his patio. And on that tree, he had like this little cross that was hanging there, which disappeared for a while. He was very upset. Finally, he just found it all bent up in his mailbox. So he had that going. And then they made him move his satellite dish. But we're going to call and say it's still not in a good spot. We want it to come down. Hi, this is Doug Harris. I'm with your Homeowners Association. I'm calling you about the satellite dish.
Uh-huh.
I know we sent you a letter to get that thing moved.
I already moved it.
I was hoping that would take care of it, but I guess it's still we're still getting some complaints by some of your neighbors, and it's not going to work out in that spot either.
On the roof?
Yeah, it's
all
just...
the other ones are on the roof.
Well, I don't know what they...
You can't even see mine. It's on the back side of the chimney.
Well, we're trying to keep everything...
Look. I called them. They said you have to put it up on the chimney.
Right.
It cost me $178 to put it up there.
Well, and we were hoping that would do it, but
that's too bad. That's it.
Well,
all the other ones are on the chimney. It's done.
Theirs are done in accordance with the code that we have.
You go look at mine, and you go look at theirs, and you tell me what the difference is.
Look, the neighbors can see it, and they've complained, and I have to call and follow up on this stuff.
But come on, Don. I mean, I called. Asked them where they wanted me to put it where they told me to, had to pay a guy to come do it.
Now
you're telling me I got to move it again?
Now, you're not trying to give us a hard time because of the tree issue from the patio, because I know we had a problem with that.
No.
We cut the tree down off your patio.
Right.
By the way, did you get your cross?
Yeah, but they beat it all up.
So I put that back in the mailbox for you.
Right. But didn't I meet you at the thing?
I remember you now because you kept whining about this cross thing.
Oh, you know, I wasn't whining about the cross thing. I made one phone call to the guy with the ponytail, and that was it.
Why are you being so disagreeable with everybody?
Because, what are you talking about?
I called
the guy that wrote me the letter, asked him, okay, where do you want me to move it? He said, up on the chimney like the other ones are, and I said, okay. And then I had to pay the satellite company to come move it. So now you're telling me that that's not good enough.
I'm afraid not. I'm going to give you 24 hours to get that down from there.
Doug.
What?
Have you even looked at it? Have you even gone and looked at it?
My job is just to call.
Have you gone and looked at it, Doug?
No, I don't have the time. I'm very busy.
Have you gone and looked at it and looked at where the other ones are?
All right, I'll tell you what.
I mean, this is not right.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I want to try to work this out. I'm just trying to arbitrate.
And don't tell me I whined about the cross. I made one phone call, and then that was it.
You're whining right now.
Oh, f*** you, Doug.
Hello?
He was kind of whining there, wasn't he?
Dr.
I just want to
apologize. I got patients here.
I understand.
You're bugging me. If you want to come talk to me about it, you can come talk to me about it, okay?
Can I just ask you one thing?
No.
Are you having a birthday?
Huh?
Because Chris and Yvette and Brian wanted us to call and do the birthday scam on you.
Oh,
happy birthday, buddy.
It's Dean and Raj.
Birthday scam.
Are you kidding?
It's all just a cruel hoax by your, I guess your employees over at the other office.
Oh, I'm sorry I said the F word on the radio. Oh, man. Thanks.